WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America.
Shortwave and internet, you're on the planet.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Reverend Saggy Johnson, and the Mobile Church of God and the Women's Auxiliary present tonight the not quite right Dr. Pastor Percival Prime and the I Found Jesus program. Join us now in this station in rejoicing in the word of the man who speaks to God, Pastor Prime. Please, friends, take your seats. We have a very busy show this evening. The man himself is here. Please give a warm welcome to Pastor Prime.
That's something, yes.
Organ Leroy at the organ. My, that was a stirring song you were singing at the beginning there. Heartbreak. Organ Leroy, the organist who travels with us here. Welcome, friends, welcome. I found Jesus, and you can find him too. I am Pastor Prime, and tonight I am the man with the plan. Oh, tonight we're going to talk with some interesting people, the recently dead here for interviews they didn't even know they had scheduled. Our special guest tonight, author and critic Hunter S. Thompson, the one and only Gidget, yes, Sandra D. We're going to be speaking with filmmaker Ron Howard Dean and his fantastic new series that is sweeping the nation with the good word of the Christian Bible to a whole new audience. That's right, I'm talking about Sky Christ and the Passion of Tomorrow. It's what's on every child's tongue. It's going to be on yours tonight. Now, friends, before we get started, I think there's a little matter of tithing here. We have to have a little understanding. I think that you need to call 1-900-PAY-THE-NUMBER-4-GOD. That's 1-900-PAY-THE-NUMBER-4-GOD. 1-900-PAY-THE-NUMBER-4-GOD. And give it all to him. Give it all right now. Because God is thanking me as you are thanking me. Pastor Prime, the man with the plan. The one who's going to give you the salvation you don't even deserve, and God's not going to give you anyway. So call right now, 1-900-PAY-THE-NUMBER-4-GOD, and you and I together will sit down in the presence of God, and we're going to learn about some things tonight, aren't we, friends? Yes. So come on down, bring yourselves close. Let's get a little bit more acquainted here. I, Pastor Prime, the man with the plan, want to make sure that you have everything that you need to survive in this world. That means you need the Pastor Prime Survival Kit. It comes with a nice little Bible. It comes with a little pack of Necco wafers. And it comes with a big red pair of lips so that you can kiss your ass goodbye when the appropriate time comes. It's only $9.99 through this special TV offer. Now call the number that's appearing at the bottom of your screen right now and tell them Pastor Prime said you needed it, and they'll make sure you get it right away. That's only $9.99 through this special TV offer. Now don't delay. Our first guest tonight is the author and the critic, the man who many of us grew up wondering exactly what the hell he was on, Mr. Hunter S. Thompson. He's here tonight for us. A nice warm welcome for him. Hunter, come on out here. Yes. Now, I must say, Mr. Thompson, for a recently dead man, you look remarkably fit.
Where am I, Matt?
Well, Mr. Thompson, my first question would be, I suppose you didn't know that you're dead.
Well, a lot of people have been telling me that for years, but my writing lives on, and I think that in the long run, only time will tell. You know you got a lizard coming out of your nose, man.
Well, now, Mr. Thompson, I remember reading your book, Fear and Loathing, in Las Vegas. And I was thinking to myself, there's a man who needs salvation. Did you ever find that salvation, son?
You mean that script? I found some stuff in the back seat of the car. I didn't know what it was. It was last night. I don't know. I had my gun. I had some bullets. I had that thing in the back seat, the script. It was a little blue pills. I don't know. Was that salvation? I mean, glue me in here. I'm a little lost right now. You gotta help me.
Well, you know, that's not too surprising, Mr. Thompson, but where you are right now is on my program. I found Jesus. Yes, friends, I found Jesus. I'm Pastor Prime.
Well, yeah, I can see that, but I mean, I wasn't going to hold it against you. I don't look so good myself. I mean, 67 going on. You said I was dead? Believe me, man, when Rolling Stone prints my next article, I am not dead. I'm long from... You don't happen to have footage of what I did last night, do you?
Well, now, Mr. Thompson, I think we're going to have to make a little bit of room on our panel here because we have a next special guest coming out. It is Miss Sandra Dee. Now, many people remember Sandra Dee from the Gidget films. Sandra, come on out. Come on.
Holy shit. Look at that woman.
I seem to remember that woman, Pastor Prime.
I think a lot of us remember that woman.
Come on out now, darling. That's good. That's right. Now, come on.
A beautiful woman right to the end, and then some. Sandra Dee, my God. So, Sandra, come on out here now.
How long is it you've been dead now, honey?
No, I think I've been dead almost about 36 hours now. And my hair is still immaculate, I must say, and my nails look fine.
Well, I can tell you, lady, if you're not busy after this performance, there's some stuff we can...
Now, come on now here. We have to play nice. This is Pastor Prime's show. Now, Sandra D., you here and Mr. Hunter Thompson, have you ever met in the life before?
Well, I remember I met Hunter once at a New York discotheque. He gave me some absolutely fabulous LSD. I believe that was 1964. Could be 65.
I think it was 65, yeah.
Well, now, friends, while these two are getting a little bit more reacquainted, let's talk about your salvation. Now, Hunter Thompson here, he hasn't even quite realized he's dead. And yes, the lizards are coming out tonight. The meat bats are gonna bite at people's ears. That's why we brought him out. And the Sandra D, she's a wonderful woman, wonderful actor. She and so many other recently dead haven't quite figured it out. So they're gonna talk for a little while. Now, God was talking to me last night, friends, and he had some rather unflattering things to say about you. Now, friends, have you thought about how God sees you? I mean, let's just start with the basics. God was saying, first of all, man, you suck. And God wouldn't lie to me about things like that. And then he was talking about all kinds of things that you have as bad personal habits, you know, these things that might be just the sort of thing that God wouldn't like. And you think to yourself, well, God wasn't watching that. I'm sure God wasn't. God was watching Three's Company. He wasn't watching me. Well, friends, I have news for you. God was watching you, and he's watching you right now. He's watching you watching me, and that makes God happy. So make sure you do your part right now, friends. Call 1-900-PAY-THE-NUMBER-4-GOD. That is 1-900-PAY-THE-NUMBER-4-GOD. 1-900-PAY-THE-NUMBER-4-GOD. And make sure that he knows that you're going to atone for those horrible things you've been doing, those horrible things that God's been watching, the things that he sees that you don't think he's paying attention to. But trust me, my friends, trust me, he does see. Now, coming up in the next segment of our program, we have a lot of interesting things headed your way. Not the least of which is our interview with, yes, actor, filmmaker. Many of you remember him from his early childhood appearances on Satan, Please Don't Kill Me. You know we're talking about director Ron Howard Dean. And he'll be talking about and giving us clips from his most recent series of films, which are changing the way that we look at Christianity. Now, this is coming up on the Easter holiday, and that being the case, we have so much to be thinking about, so much to be thankful for, so much butter in the shapes of lambs to be buying, that we have to stop and pause and reflect a little bit about what it means to be a Christian. Now, last year, Mel Gibson, he did some things. They were just horrible things. He made us feel all the wrong way about Christ. That Jesus Christ was a doormat. That Jesus Christ was a nobody. That Jesus Christ was a man who just walked around healing people and saying nice things and didn't mind when they nailed his sorry ass to the cross. And then, just as an insult, they let Barabbas go. They said, well, oh, he's not so bad. Let's just take it. We'll uncrucify Barabbas here just to kind of make right. But these new films by director Ron Howard Dean are going to change your life. They change the way we look at Christianity itself. Now, we have a very special children's song coming up. Now, you know how I feel about children's songs. I have a very, 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 very low tolerance for children, but we're going to hear the cowboy song by the Mobile Church of God Choir, and then we're going to have a special message from Reverend Dexter Cool and his Church of Madness. And then, that's right, the interview you have been waiting for. I am Pastor Prime. Now please, please give right now, and let's welcome these wonderful, sad kids.
for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays.
Now don't feel sad for these children. Just sing along. Now humor them here. We're going to need your help here. Now humor them.
Jesus, and he can still love me. And come to all I want to do is satisfy my Lord. And be the bestest Christian boy in all the whole world. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. On the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays. Ooh,
God. Let's thank them there, the choir of the Mobile Church of God here tonight with Reverend Saggy Johnson. Thank you, Women's Auxiliary, for bringing us here tonight. Next, it is Organ Leroy and my good friend Reverend Dexter Cool with his sermon for tonight.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. I really appreciate the way you've been digging the crowds, man. I'll tell you. I'm just, you know, sharing the love tonight, saying about people got to get together with God, man. You know, good, got to bring God a little taste, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's been a lot of people coming around the street, man, just walking down and talking, man. I said, I don't know nothing about God, man. I'm just going to sing. I'll take it out. I'm going to bring it out. I'm going to take it. Let's go. Ooh, this is going to go bop, bop, bop. And, man, he's be feeling good. Oh, man, this has got taking this cold five to snap. So I want you to go outside, man, taking it in the street, man. I'm going to talk about God in a big way, saying it's God in Jesus, man. Got a gentle tingle smack, man. It's going, ooh, walking downtown with a lady saying, oh, baby, come on, sing it. Boom, boom, boom with the snap. And it's a ooh. You know, it's going to be right with God, man. I'm saying it to the Jesus thing. It's going to take a little spin, man. Going outside, man. Seeing the stars, looking around, man. Those, the stars coming out tonight, man. Gonna look at you looking straight in the eye. No little jaundice eye. Gonna look out and see in the street, man. Looking at the women with the poochy ass, man. Pick it up, light it, sniff it, take it home, baby. It's yours, it's yours. Jesus wants to come down and see you. Bring a little taste for God, baby. You come on down, man. You come on down my place, man. Let's just sit down, be cool, man. A little bit of Miles, man. Gonna take it home. Gonna bring it back to the children, baby. Those children gonna learn, gonna grow up, be different, man. Gonna tell you, man. See God, man. Coming on down with you. Get to healing, baby. Come on, baby. Yeah, that's right, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Show everybody what you got, baby. That's right, baby. That's right. Ooh, man, it's cool. It's gonna be walking around with the Hollywood crowd up in the sky. Playing the riffs with the Jimi Hendrix and the Hunter Thompson. And going around with the Sandra Dee going, man. Ooh, is this gonna be sweet, man? Just taking a long, deep drag, man, on the society life. Coming close, baby, coming close. It's just like the Church of Madness gonna reach out and touch you, baby. Touch you where you hurt, baby, where it's cold deep down inside and your soul is just leaking out into the pavement there where they're gonna put a little chalk line around it. Ooh, but you take another sniff, baby. You just heat it up, baby. Heat it up, it bubbles up. You just sniff it, baby, sniff it. Oh, it's yours. You own the world again now, baby. God's on your side. Jesus is gonna take you outside, gonna smack you around, baby. Gonna bitch slap you like you need it, baby. You know you need it. You know you want it, and you know you gotta have it, baby. That's now, baby. Now, baby. Now. I am the Reverend Dexter Cool of the Church of Madness, and I think that my sermon tonight is gonna change your life. Now bring it close, baby. Bring it down. You brought a little taste for God now, didn't you? All right now, baby. All right now, you just settle down now, baby. All right, man. Be cool.
Oh my God. Jeez, Dexter. You didn't say you'd do that shit. Whew, I am Pastor Prime. Welcome to the show. I found Jesus. You know where he was? Damned if I didn't know. I had shut him in the tool shed. He'd been out there in the rain, the winter,
Well,
that's beside the point tonight. Tonight, for your education in this ever-increasing complicated world of trying to understand Christianity, Director Ron Howard Dean, he's come with us tonight. He's going to take us on a journey. He's going to show us exactly what it means to be an action hero in the 21st century. So, ladies and gentlemen, director, actor, Ron Howard Dean.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Ron, may I call you Ron? What's wrong with you, man? All right, now, I think the drugs have started to kick in. I'm sorry, this is your announcer speaking. We've been waiting to actually get Pastor Prime back online. The holographic image has gone down. We had a little bit of a soccer match there, and now we're waiting. We've got Director Ron Howard Dean with us. Mr. Dean, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you set up the first clip, please?
Yes, this first action clip is where Jesus and the 12 disciples, they're actually Unit 12D, they're encountering the robot Taliban.
Stop! Come back!
All right, man.
All right, behind you, Jesus.
We're going to have to move in. These robot Taliban are going to take over New York City.
We got you!
That's right.
All right, 12, 7, and 5. Go left.
Roger.
All right, Jesus. What are we going to do next?
Shut up, Travis. Just drive. I'm not...
Listen, if you're going to get in this thing, don't talk to me that way, Christ. All right, men, stick together. This is going to be trouble here if we don't all stick together.
It's you who hired Junis.
Oh, shut up. All right, men. That's more like it. All right. I want to see every one of these robot time of that. Whatever the hell you want to call these things annihilated before the next clip airs.
Gotcha, Christ.
Roger.
Broken through the perimeter. Send reinforcements. Send everything you've got.
Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Prime, and I'm back online. My digital bad self decided to drop offline for a second, but that's something between God and me. You know, it's a funny, funny thing when you realize that perhaps Pastor Prime wasn't real. He was a holographic image projected directly from God. Now, that's something for you to think about as you're calling 1-900-PAY-4-GOD. That is 1-900-PAY-4-GOD. And we're going to join our interview already in progress on the I Found Jesus program. So come on along, my friends. My film is really about understanding Christ in a new way. I mean, Mel Gibson's film really did an injustice to the superhero stature of Jesus Christ. So tell me, I guess I call you Director Ron Dean? Ron Howard Dean? That's right. Now, when you think about this film, and when you think about what it means for the public to see it, exactly what is the message that you're trying to send? Well, you see, it is important for me to bring out the fact that Jesus Christ was a bad motherfucker. That he was willing to, on God's behalf, of course, smote away to bring justice to an otherwise unruly world. Now, I think I'm with you there, but now, is there a certain part of the Bible you're quoting here? Well, you'll see, it's kind of like this. We had our writers look at the Bible, and they said, well, you know, it's kind of old, it's kind of out of date. There's not really a whole lot to work with here in terms of actual scripting, but there's a lot of meat.
Meat?
Yes, meat. And I noticed there are a lot of meat bats around here tonight. This is, I take it, in honor of Mr. Thompson over there, the recently dead.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know why the meat bats came. We didn't actually invite them, but that's a different story. Now, continue about the film here. Now, this intrigues me. Now, what you're saying is that in most of the cases where it's recounting Jesus Christ's life, that it's been very, very underrated. Now, is that actually the case?
Well, I think that really understates it quite drastically. They have him tied to the cross and being crucified and paying for everyone's sins, when actually, in reality, in a 21st century Bible kind of way, he goes in with machine guns and machetes and basically kills and maims and destroys, bringing a pure humanity. Now, this next clip shows his first entrance. Now, this is when the giant flying Vishnu first attacked New York City, and G.W. Bush asked to summon the great Jesus. Oh my God! That thing's got so many arms! It's flying!
I see 5, 10, 15! My God, there must be over... There must be thousands of them. They're made of some kind of metal, sir. I can't think of it all off. Look at that. Oh, my God. This is your president. Stay calm. My dog and myself in the air will protect us from these horrid flying Vishnus. They've taken out most of New York City. They're coming to us. I don't know what we're going to do. Jesus! Help us, Jesus! Oh, Lord. This is the most important person in the whole world. It's G.W. Collin, Lord. Oh, dear God, send your son Jesus and his Unit 12 mercenary army to help save the world!
I think I heard a call for our name, boys.
Right, Jesus, we're on it.
Unit 12D, assemble.
Sound off.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Lift off, boys. We've got a city to save.
I've got the robot Vishnu sighted, sir.
Take him out, boys.
They're going down in flames, sir.
Remember, we're on the side of right. And tonight, might makes right.
They're mobilizing the robots.
Disengage, sir. The flying Vishnus are coming after you, sir. Look out.
This one's for New York City, punk.
Robot masters, robot masters. Jesus Christ has immobilized the Vishnu army. Send reinforcements.
All right, boys. Bring him in.
Jesus Christ, that was tough.
You can say that again.
All right, disciples, we assemble in my meeting room.
We've got to work out a strategy here. Not one of these robots is going to survive if Christianity is. Am I understood?
Now, I must say, that is a very, very different way of looking at some of the books of the Bible. I am Pastor Prime, the man with the plan. I am here with Director Ron Howard Dean. Thank you very much. I'm not quite sure where to begin about that clip. Now, that explains so much of the parts of the Bible I've been a little hazy on. The robot thing, I know, is a bit of an alliteration, I believe. No. What I think most people don't realize is that the original Bible was speaking entirely metaphorically. But through careful computer interpolation, what we've been able to do is reconstruct the actual events and put them together in a much more clear way so that the people who are reading the Bible now, well, you call it reading, but it's actually experiencing the virtual Bible, which is what Sky Christ and the Passion of Tomorrow really leads up to. The fact that Jesus Christ is a man that we can look up to as a man with muscle, a man with might. He's got weapons that would make James Bond's weapons look insignificant and infantile, and that he's got a way about him with the ladies. His whole relationship with Mary Magdalene and the whole interplay between them, because, again, one of the things that is not really brought out in the current conceptual King James in quotes Bible is the fact that Mary Magdalene really had more than the hots for Jesus. She was an avid writer, and she was someone who was deep into the journalistic freedom of the day and wanted to express the life of Jesus Christ. In her own book of the Bible, the New Testament was supposed to have a book of Mary Magdalene, the book of Mary, and it just never really materialized, and that she always was really hurt by this, and that... Now, I lost you a long time ago with that. I'm willing to take your word on it now. Audience, are we gonna... This is a good director here. Now, don't you agree? Now, they do agree here. Now, the bottom line of what you're telling us here, sir, is that you found a way to really take Jesus off the cross and put him on the front lines with our soldiers. Now, isn't that correct? Well, I would hardly say that he's on the front line with the soldiers. He's virtually on the front line with the folks at home, giving them a more realistic impression of what their youth are doing in fighting for the United States, knowing that God is on the side of the United States, and as well is also on the side of good and right, and is, of course, greatly influenced by G.W. Bush. Now, this next scene shows a priceless moment between the president and Jesus. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I wish I'd taken my smart pills today.
Mr. President?
Jesus Christ!
That's right, sir. I'm here to protect you, sir.
All right, well, let's get things going now. You don't have any rogue pretzel bombs, do you?
Sir.
Never mind. What do you want me to do?
Just get on my back.
What?
I said get on my back.
Jesus Christ, no! What do you think I am, boy? Some kind of homo?
Do you want me to leave you here, sir?
I'm on your back. Ooh, this rocket's getting hot!
Just hold on, sir.
We couldn't take my dog with me.
Shut up, sir. All right, now, Mr. President, I'm going to leave you on top of the Empire State Building. Let's hope the robot Taliban don't kick it down first.
Can I just stay on your back?
Here you go, sir. Whew. All right, now we've got a little bit of action here, right, boys?
Gotcha, Christ!
You know it, Jesus!
All right, let's win this one for the Gipper.
Who's the giver, Jesus?
Not now, boys.
Jesus, you've got four flying Vishnu, a robot Taliban, and it looks like some sort of a submersible Buddha coming up on you.
I got you, boys. Don't worry.
Jesus, I don't mean to tell you this in an inconvenient time, sir, but...
What is it, Barabbas? Listen, Jesus, there's this, like, giant robot Taliban thing, and it's gonna, like, kick down the Empire State Building where you left the president. Oh, great. All right, I'm going after him, boys. You hold the fort here.
Gotcha, Jesus. You know it.
All right, GW. Just prepare for a little bit of an airlift assistance from the United States of Christ.
Whoa, whoa.
Gotcha.
What in the hell's going on here? Jesus Christ.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Now that was a truly stirring scene. I've seen the story of Christ recounted many different ways. But to see an action sequence like that that is so true to life, where you have the President of the United States, probably the closest person to God besides perhaps Jesus himself. And there's Jesus and his Unit 12D, the 12 disciples, the Unit 12D, his mercenary army that in the 21st century saves the world. I am so impressed to be here with you. Now, Mr. Dean, director, I don't know what to call you. You've been such a wonderful, wonderful guest, and you've led such a colorful life, and this film is just, my heart is just racing from watching it. Now, we have some other topics here, and I want to involve all of our guests. We've got here tonight, of course, let's welcome them all back here. We've got Hunter S. Thompson of The Recent Dead, Sandra D., yes, Gidget, that's right. We've got director Ron Howard Dean. I want to thank Reverend Saggy Johnson and the Woman's Auxiliary for bringing us here today. We've got an interview with Mr. Dick Cheney that's coming up in just a few moments. He's going to tell us about going to war with the God that we got. Now, those are words to live by, my friends. Now, we're supposed to be talking, first of all, about gay rights issues in the news. And before we get to that, I want to tell you about the reunion of the Johnson family. Now, that's going on out back right after the sermon. The reunion of the Johnson family. It'll be a barbecue you will not forget. But first, we need to talk about the very best in Christian films. Now, many films get released during the year, my friends, and so many of them are hinged on the idea of doing things for Satan, making sure that Satan has his way. Putting money in Satan's car wash, going down and buying Satan's paper. So many films, so little time. But tonight, the Christie Awards are going to tell us the truth. Now, I was truly disappointed, and I said this before, but I was truly disappointed by that film, The Passion of the Christ. Now, I saw a wonderful cartoon for children called The Passion of the Jew. That was a wonderful film. I recommend it for all children of all ages out there. But this Jesus getting nailed to the cross thing never set right with me. And the whole Pontius Pilate thing being a strange and an odd thing that, well, you just have to be there to understand, I suppose. But one of the films that really hasn't gotten the attention that it truly needs is the Passion of the God Boy. Now, The Passion of the God Boy is one of those films that, when you think about it hard and fast, and you think about it close and big, and you take it close, and you say, that film should be telling my children a specific message. Now, I think it does. Now, the message has mostly to do with crustaceans and living in pineapples. Now, that's another book of the Bible that I have really not studied so closely. Now, Pastor Prime will be one of the first people to tell you, there are books of the Bible I don't understand. Maybe some I might never. Judging from the screenplay of this dramatic film we have been witnessing tonight, we may never know. But let's get on with what we need to do tonight in order to complete ourselves as human beings, as people, as the sort of people that you want to be in this human being kind of world, in this human being kind of way. Good evening, friends. And I say that so sincerely. I am Pastor Prime.
the man with the plan. Thank you. Now, little Tommy Cruise will be coming out later on. Now, we all remember when he made his first appearance in film. That was on the Gidget film at the end. He was in blackface playing harmonica. Little Tommy Cruise. Now, before we go any further, I think we need to have a little bit of healing here. Now, friends, is there someone in the audience who is hexed? Are you vexed? Has somebody put a curse on you? Do you need the prayer cloth with the praying on the one side and the anointing on the other? Do you need trouble doll number 1, 2, or 3? Now, friends, come close to your radio. Bring it close to your heart. Those of you watching on television, you can go ahead and hump the screen. That's acceptable here in the modern world. We have to remember to embrace technology. Now, that's what I want you to do right now. Now, hump the screen for Jesus for me, won't you? Just bring yourself that much closer to the cathode of God. Now, we got a wonderful little boy here. Come on up. Come on up now.
Hi.
Hello there. What's your name, little boy?
My name's Jimmy.
Are all the little boys around here named Jimmy?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
I have a hurt knee.
Well, maybe God needs to heal that knee, Jimmy. Why don't you come close? Now, Jimmy, come up here now. Now, sit on my lap. Now, pull your pants down first now, Jimmy. All right, now, sit up on my lap here. Now, Sandra D., you come over here. Oh, that's nice. Now, she's rubbing his leg now with his pants down here. She's healing that knee for Jesus. Now, isn't that beautiful? Friends, isn't that absolutely wonderful? Friends, Sandra D., Jimmy, oh, I'm just so touched. Oh, God, I am just so touched. Now, take this moment now to call 1-900-PAY, the number for God. That's 1-900-PAY, the number for God. 1-900-PAY. Hey, the number for God. Oh, it's just such a wonderful thing tonight. Oh, Jimmy's. Oh, this is just such a sad, sad moment in history that we have to be here with these wonderful recently dead people, and you all can't be enjoying their recently deadness as well. Tell me, Hunter Thompson. Yeah? What's it like being dead? I mean, I've had many recently dead people on my show, Mr. Thompson. None quite with the credentials of abusing the public as you, and it's just such a wonderful thing to see a man like this. Now, do you know if you're going to heaven or hell, Mr. Thompson?
Well, I still haven't worked out this dead thing yet, and man, the paisley hair is like too cool, man. I mean, who does your hair, man? It's like a big ice cream. It's all paisley, man. But like, no, seriously, I'm in good with God, and no doubt where I'm going, dude.
Wow. Now, is that really true? I mean, I'm close to God, and he's never brought up your name.
Oh, trust me, Pastor Prime, he's brought up your name more than once. am I right? I got to admit it. People, you know what I mean, don't you? I mean, see, Pastor Prime, these people definitely know what I'm talking about here. So let's see. Friends, is he all right? See, Pastor Prime is blushing here, but I know no matter how stoned Hunter S. Thompson may be, and no matter what I did last night that got me here tonight, you know and I know Pastor Prime's all right here. We're going to get it. Yeah, it's not a celebrity roast here. Percival, come here. Come here, Percival. All right. Now, as we get further involved with things, Sandra D. and I were talking. And you got to take this from Hunter Thompson, Sandra D., and Stephen Raitt, he was backstage conducting the orchestra. Man, what a singer. I guess being recently dead's an all right gig, you know? I mean, do you like a gig like this? Do you? Oh, that's so nice. Look at that little Jimmy over there. That's so good. That's so good. Now, I feel that while Pastor Prime is recuperating a little bit in the corner there, it's been very overwhelming for him. And I have to admit, this film, Sky Christ and the Passion of Tomorrow, Man, if it had meat bats in it, I'd be backing it myself. I mean, it's, I think that perhaps one way or another this film is gonna really fly. In the same way that Mel Gibson might fly in if you put him in a big catapult. Dead no matter where you are. Dead at the Walmart, that's right.
Well now, I feel a little better now. I'm back. I'm Pastor Prime. Whew, boy, it's been an exciting night.
Welcome back, Pastor. I held down the fort for you, you know, a little bit, but we got a clip. Hey, Dean, come back, come back. We got Ron Howard Dean back here.
Whew, I'm glad you got him back. He was over there in the punch bowl again.
Hello?
What's all this then?
Listen, Dean, you got one more clip to set up, don't you?
Yeah, we got the big one. Now, I want everyone to know out there that with all the work that I've put into these films, and I say films plural because it's a whole prequel, sequel, suppository kind of mix where it's all multimedia and kind of textures in a very, very abstract way that needs to gel a little more firmly and be thoroughly digested before it can really be viewed. So, these little clips you're seeing are just a snippet of the real works of God and Christ, and that over these next several years, between myself, Ron Howard Dean, and George Lucas, and Steven Spielberg, and, of course, Woody Allen, who has been the greatest inspiration for all religious films, we will be working together harder and deeper and faster to bring you something that is more complete and of course, like everything to do with the life of Christ has a happy ending. So, here, let's take a look at this next clip now. Thank you very much, people. All right, now, can we roll that clip?
Listen, Jesus, I don't know about you, but I want to get out of this place.
We all want to get out of this place, but we've got a mission here, boys.
The hell with G.W. Bush! The hell with the United States!
Don't say that. You're disciples. We're Unit 12D, remember? Mercenary Army of God. Sound off, boys.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
All right, boys. Launch the ship.
Enemy is sighted, sir.
All right. We're gonna make sure this time there's no mistakes.
Sir, first stage is separated. Second stage of the rocket is firing now, sir.
We've had a malfunction.
All right, jettison that section.
All right, 1, 6, 5, and 9. Head north.
Communications down, sir.
All right, boys. You're on your own, boys. Just shoot them down.
10 seconds to liftoff.
I think we had better get this thing out of here before we're all killed, Jesus.
7, 6.
Listen.
All right.
Listen. All right, you got that cross. Give me that silver cross. Just jam it in there, for God's sake.
Jettison this section and ditch it, boys. Look, Barabbas, I told you couldn't take the cow. Just leave the cow.
Oh, Jesus!
I sure hope that Jesus can fix things. I've been worried here. Without God on our side, we're doomed. We're absolutely doomed.
Mr. President, would you please get off the radar screen?
I tell you, we're doomed. Somebody get my dog in here.
Sir, your dog was jettisoned, sir.
Oh, damn.
Come on.
All right, Unit 12, this is our last approach.
Got it, Jesus. Lock them down. We're getting them.
We're gonna blow the shit out of the enemy, boys.
Take that, Allah.
Can't believe it. Jesus, you killed all those people.
Yeah, ain't it cool? All right, disciples, the plan is this. We split up now, and nobody shows up for another 2,000 years.
Got it. Right.
You know it, Jesus.
See you later, boys.
I don't believe you, Jesus. You're not gonna kill him.
Oh, yeah?
All those people. I can't believe it.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Hey. Satan, I'll get you next time. At least Allah's gone for now.
Now, I'm truly stunned. I can't believe the content of that film. Now, Mr. Dean, tell me once more, exactly how can our audience find out more about Sky Christ and the Passion of Tomorrow?
Well, you see, it's really easy. What you have to do is you have to pay attention. Now, everyone in our listening audience now, and everyone who's viewing me on the TV, now you will remember my face. You've seen me on all of those little cans of shoe polish that say Kiwi on them. That's had my face for many, many years. Thank you. Now, you've also seen me in the snake knife set, where you get these wonderful, wonderful, authentic snake handler snake knives. And you get the praying on the one side with the annoying on the other. But this film set will come packaged in aluminum. Now, that's important to know, that aluminum is one of the holy metals. It's one of the metals that people do not give enough respect to in regards to our holy Christ. And that this boxed set, I'm not quite sure actually where it's available now. I believe it's Walden Books and at Borders and at... Now, you mentioned Borders. I wanted to tell you, tonight we were going to have a puppet crucifixion with Elizabeth Border, but that's been postponed due to infinite pneumonia, I think. But the puppet crucifixion with Elizabeth Border will be next week, friends. Now, Ron Howard Dean, thank you for coming in tonight. I think that this film is going to change the way we look at Christianity and the way we look at Christ. I, for one, never knew that he had six-pack abs and those massive shoulders with big, long hair, but he's got this combination of like a Rambo look going with the big, sweaty kind of muscle builder look. But he flies, he's got machines. You've got quite an imagination, sir. Well, no, not really. It's all in the Bible. I want everyone to know that our screenwriters really took great pains to make sure that everything is completely authentic to the Bible. And just like the internet, and just like everything you see on television, you can trust the content that we're bringing you in Sky Christ and the Passion of Tomorrow, because we would never lie. And we are always right. So it's an easy decision to make. It's a family decision. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. I appreciate this so much. This audience. It's my audience. No, they're here for me. Regardless of that. Okay. Now we have the blessing on the war. Before we go much further, we have to have our blessing on the war. Dear God, please let us kill a whole bunch of them and just let them die. And please let our fine and sanctified ways be the way of the rest of the world.
because you are behind us and not them, and that we are the ones that you want to have win, and anything we do is A-okay with you. Amen. Okay, now remember, 1-900, pay the number for God. I see a lot of you out there are tithing even as we speak. Yes, we've got the tither assistance people out there right now. That's right. Yes, if you're too old to turn yourself upside down to let the change fall out of your pockets, we can help you with that. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's so nice. That's wonderful. Now, remember the Tsunami Relief Fund. You have to send Bibles to save lives. They say send water. They say send clothes. They say send all kinds of things. But the only thing that is going to really mean anything at the end of the day to them is a Bible. And if you were smart, you'd get one of those revised New Testament Bibles that include the Book of Mary and that tell all about Sky Christ and the Passion of Tomorrow. No more are we going to put up with Christ on the cross. No, sir. This Easter, Christ comes in a starship with weapons that can blow this planet complete to oblivion. And don't think he won't do it. God's been watching you, friend. Now, Children's Corner. It's a wonderful portion of our show. When those kids sang today, it brought tears to my eyes and blood to my ears. And I don't know, Children's Corner may be back. It's just, I'm getting all choked up because the children might not be back. I don't know if we should. Now, tell me, friends, do we need a Children's Corner on this show? Do we want to hear from the children a hooting and a hollering? I think we do. Friends, do we? Next week, do we need to meet? Yes. Yes. Oh, praise God. Praise Jesus. Yes. Oh, God. The children will be back. Children's Corner will be back. I promise. I am Pastor Prime, the man with the plan. Dick Cheney, so sorry we didn't get to you tonight. I think that you understand why. And everyone who wants a souvenir copy of Our Pet Goat, now that is one of the holiest books of the Bible, and we have a special limited edition of Our Pet Goat. Our Pet Goat, yes, it's in a beautiful Simulfax copy. It's got a leatherette cover with the wonderful gold embossing on the one side and the anointing on the other. Call right now, 1-900-PAY-THE-NUMBER-FOR-GOD. That is 1-900-PAY-THE-NUMBER-FOR-GOD. Now, on behalf of Reverend Saget Johnson and the Women's Auxiliary of the Mobile Church of God who brought us here today, I found Jesus, and you can find him too. Jesus has got a gun. If I were you, I wouldn't piss him off. I am Pastor Prime, reminding you to look up, send money now. And of course, send it to me. Good night, friends.
Pastor Prime and the Mobile Church of God are brought to you by Apex, bringing you Christ in a jar. Apex. And by Tampax for God-like children. Girls who don't menstruate because it's evil need this product. Patronize our customers the way you patronize yourself, and God will patronize you and Pastor Prime. Good night.